We're gonna talk to some people, gonna have a lot of fun. We're gonna talk to some people, gonna learn a lot of stuff. We're gonna talk to some people, gonna have a lot of fun. We're gonna talk to some people, gonna learn a lot of stuff. 'Cause Kristen knows blank.
Hi guys, this is the Kristen Knows Blank podcast, and I don't want to tell you what today's topic is, but in the criminal justice system, sexually based offenses are considered especially heinous. But before we get to that, take a second to like and subscribe to this podcast. However you're listening or watching, there's going to be a button that says like or subscribe or follow. Push that button. You might stop a crime. You probably won't. My name's Kristen Key, and I'm the host of this crazy mess. You can find me through my website, kristenkey.com. There you can find me, follow me, friend me on all my social media, subscribe to my YouTube. I have a Patreon, so you can support this and all my shows. And if you're a Patreon member, you get access to bonus content. I'm also on Cameo, so find me on all my stuff. Now, my guest this week is a comedian. He also hosts the podcast, Hey, What's Up? The podcast. Hey, computer lady, play that interview with Jared Munson.
Playing interview with Jared Munson.
Jared, thanks for joining me today. This is so exciting.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Oh my God. So like all my guests, I ask, you know, I know that you've got a podcast, you are a comedian, and yet when I ask you what is something you're super knowledgeable about, what did you say?
Law and Order.
Of course. So I have to ask you, like, there are several different Law and Orders. Is there one that you're more specifically knowledgeable about, or do you know all the Law and Orders?
I would say it's a toss up between probably the original and Criminal Intent. I mean, there's been so many. They've gone to Los Angeles, the United Kingdom.
What? When were they in the United Kingdom?
Yeah, they were on a few years ago.
Oh my God, you have them. Yeah. You are a super fan. What was the United Kingdom one called? You know,
Law and Order UK. Very.
I was
original.
Trying to think of something British. Law and Order. Bangers and Mash. Like, that's not a Law and Order title. Law and Order. Freshen your drink, Governor. I can't. I'm so bad at British things.
It was crazy, though, because they took the American scripts and pretty much just did the American episodes of the original and changed them for the British legal system. So I would find which episodes they took them off of and would watch, because I own a lot of the original ones, too. So I'd go back and forth.
So good, yeah.
Yeah. So I'd watch them back and forth, and it was kind of cool how they did it.
I would assume that the American interrogation system would be different than the British interrogation system, because I feel like, I don't know if the original Law and Order did this as much as SVU did, about having like the renegade, like loose cannon cop is like, you're going to tell me what I want to hear, or I'm going to put this chair through your testicles or something. I don't know. They always said testicles. But did UK, did they have that intense interrogation style?
A little bit. It was more like, you want some tea before we start?
It's exactly like Stabler, but he'd offer, instead of like, you know, trying to crush their larynx, he'd offer him a nice English breakfast and a scone.
Exactly. You want a baguette before I break it in your skull.
Neither of us are great at British, so we have that very much in common.
It's always that awful Cockney accent to the
So you're a chimney sweep, you say? Okay, we got to stop before. If I had any British listeners, they're gone now.
Yeah.
I've left. Now, remind me which one Criminal Intent was. Was that Vincent D'Onofrio?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Yes, it was.
He got...
And then he got ill, so they brought back Chris Knopf from the original. So
yes.
It was the one where they alternated the detectives, which I thought was kind of unique. So it was two different... Because obviously... When you even watch SVU, those aren't the only detectives in the department. There has to be other people. Oh, so Criminal Intent did a good job by rotating and showing you that, you know, there's other teams than just one.
I got into Law and Order because of the originals. My friend Kelly got me in. Basically, any show that I'm super obsessed with starts with my friend Kelly that will tell me specifically which episodes to watch. She got me in on the Angie Harmon episodes, which was, what was her name on the show? Carmichael? No.
Abby Carmichael.
Abby Carmichael. Yes. Oh, Abby Carmichael. She was the best assistant district attorney, in my opinion. Who was your favorite assistant district attorney?
You know, I actually like Richard Brooks, the first one. I feel like he was very underrated, but the executives at NBC said, we need more female characters. So they fired both Danforth and...
I don't think you can say it like that on this show. You have to be like, we need more female characters. Huzzah! Like, women in television.
Right.
Yay! No, it's weird to have the other. Damn, we got to hire a woman now. But that's exactly how it was in the legal system. It's like, we got to hire a. abroad.
Yeah, you're definitely not wrong. Actually, his character is named Paul Robinette, so they bring him back a few times just because they felt they did. It was kind of, you know, with Law and Order, they just kind of disappeared. You had no clue what happened to him. So they brought his character back a few times to go against Jack McCoy, and they were pretty good episodes.
I love Jack McCoy. Sam Watterson had such an interesting pattern of speech that I would like him and Keith Morrison. I feel like I could listen to them read any book to me and I would very much enjoy it.
He got very old on the show though. Like he got very old.
I think he got dry mouth. Or is that just a symptom of being old?
That could be both. It could be both.
Because it sounded like he started and he had a pattern of speech, but the older he got, the more like you could hear his tongue dryly scraping his cheeks.
His character became kind of like I think Christian Bale's Dark Knight. He became the villain that he always wanted to stop because, you know, he never loved the district attorney, and then he became the district attorney, and he became the person that he hated when he was younger.
Oh, interesting.
I love that about the last couple seasons when they brought in Michael Cutter. Because he was always like, you would not have been like that when you were younger. You know, McCoy's all like, well, you're all a part of the politics of it.
So what is like, what are your favorite plot lines, your favorite episodes that you'll watch over and over again?
So Lenny Briscoe obviously is one of the biggest characters on Law & Order.
Oh, yeah.
They created a spinoff called Trial by Jury that lasted just 13 episodes with Jerry Orbach filmed 2 episodes before his death. So I'll rewatch those 2 over and over. You could tell he never told anybody he had cancer, but man, he just looked rough. And his voice was very raspy compared to usual. But yeah, when I need a good cry, I'll just watch those 2 over
and
over.
Oh yeah, I was going to ask, do you watch them because they're good or just reminisce?
A little bit of both. I think Trial by Jury was kind of, I wouldn't say it was a show before its time. I think they're trying to make a different Law and Order, more on the order side than the law.
That is interesting. The Law and Order does have to have both parts for the episode to work. And there's definitely a formula to all Law and Order episodes. If anyone's not familiar with Law and Order, like how like an episode kind of breaks down.
Yeah. So original flavor, it's always like 2 people jogging in Central Park or 2 people getting a coffee in Central Park.
Or... always starts in Central Park.
Where's or Central somebody Park? Getting, yeah, or getting coffee or, you know, shopping at Saks Fifth Avenue. And they're like, I can't believe Jenny. There's a body. And then the detectives come in, make some witty comment, and then they try to solve the crime, which was always funny with Law and Order because they solved the actual crime in 22 minutes to then transfer over to the legal side to get the order. And you'd have either Jack McCoy or Michael Cutter or Ben Stone in the first 4 years, you know, trying to put the bad guy away. And
this is interesting. Yeah, the original Law and Order they solved it much quicker. On SVU, I feel like the order side of it is like, it's a short order, you know?
Yeah.
It's maybe 10 minutes, sometimes 5, but there's a lot of...
If at all.
But yeah, but in all the Law and Orders, there is the original, like, it points in one direction, like, well, this guy left his fingerprints and his boot there. We gotta talk to him. And they talk to him, it wasn't even there. It's like, ah, we knew it was him and it wasn't him. And there's like 6 people you gotta go through before you find... someone you've never heard of.
Yeah, I always find it funny though, because the criminal intent, they kind of threw away the DA completely after like the 5th season. Every episode ended almost in a confession, like Gorin or Logan or who, Jeff Goldblum came in towards the end.
I would confess anything to Jeff Goldblum. Like I feel like he has a way of kind of like hypnotizing you with his patterns of speech. And interesting, I'd be like, oh yes, okay, I did it, I do weird things at night, like whatever.
Yeah, for sure. Like his episodes were very quirky because that was by the time they moved to USA, so it was a lot quirkier of a show by that point.
But no, if I'm in a hotel room, I'll always flip to like USA or TNT because I know there's going to be some kind of marathon of some good legal shows. So based upon your watching like Law and Order, Criminal Intent, and SVU, how do you think you would hold up under an interrogation?
I'd be done like 2 seconds.
What? I'm the same way. And I was trying to think, there was I was listening to a podcast the other day on like a Dateline podcast, and it was someone that had confessed a murder and spent like 17 years in prison. And everybody was like, why did you confess? Or like, they yelled at me for 2 days. And I'm like, yes, if you yell at me at all, I just want to go home. You know, if you're tell us what you know. I don't know anything. Tell us that you did it. Fine, I killed people. And you're like, oh, shit. Oh, that was what I wasn't supposed to say.
If Ice-T, Christopher Maloney, Finn would walk in, I did it. I don't know what I did. I did it. Here, pick it. Please. I know it's in the universe, and so it's not actually Law and Order, but like Chicago PD, because they've done
They
crossovers.
go, yeah, the guy
If
with the really deep voice.
Hank Voight just looked at me, I would just take it, take whatever.
Anymore now, I've learned from all these shows, the first thing I say, no matter what, even if I had nothing to do with it, when they ask me any question, I'm just going to say, I would like a lawyer. Lawyer. Lawyer.
Getting the good one.
Well, that just means the interview's over, is what I'm learning. I don't know if that's re is that real on TV? Like, I believe TV to be true.
I think they have to. You might disappear though before the lawyer gets there.
Oh yeah. Oh, you're. I want to try that in other situations. Like, if it's just something I don't want to be in, I'll just say, I would like a lawyer, and hopefully that situation will just disappear.
You still have to do your taxes, ma'am. No, I'd like a
I'd
lawyer.
like, not without my attorney present. That's right. It's a colonoscopy time. I'd like my attorney present. Not without my attorney. Do you remember why you got into Law and Order in the first place? What it was that drew you in?
See, I knew you were going to ask this question, and I've been trying to think about it because, no, I don't. I remember though. So I went to New York in 9th and 10th grade, and the first TV show, a DVD I ever bought was Law and Order season 14 at the NBC store. Don't, I mean, that's,
What a
and
random, yeah, just what a random season to get.
And it, because it was the first one they released, and this is me getting super technical. The show was airing in widescreen at the time, but they released the show in full screen. So for people that have TVs, it looks funny.
Yeah.
So I'd be watching seasons like 10, 11, 12, and 13 that they ended up releasing in widescreen. Get to season 14, and the show just looks 10 years older because of it.
Wow.
But no, I loved Law and Order since I was a kid. I still love it now. It's on almost any channel I could find it on.
Are they still
Yeah,
making new episodes of the original?
no, the original ended in 2010. So this is how you
Okay.
know
Been a
I
minute.
know Law and Order. Fun fact, the year after the original ended is when SVU changed their squadron or whatever, that new squadron that they have. That's actually built over the original Law and Order set.
Okay. Interesting. And we talked a while ago about you texted me and said, are you going to watch the episode where Stabler returns, which I did, and it was good, and it started this whole new Law and Order now, and it's Law and Order Organized Crime. Are you watching it
Oh, for sure.
every
Most definitely.
Friday? Okay. What are your thoughts on what's happened so far? Where, and for those of you who haven't seen it, Stabler is now involved in a task force trying to take down organized crime.
Yeah, so he's come back. He was, well, originally he was coming back from a European country to do a speech at Olivia's award ceremony. His wife gets murdered.
So yeah, his wife gets murdered like immediately in the show. It's kind of shocker.
It was weird, and now he's dealing with the PTSD of that. He's trying to take down Dylan McDermott, the bad guy that Dylan McDermott is playing, which is a very creepy. Like he's doing a great job.
It's the turtlenecks, I think.
It's definitely the most serialized Law and Order. It's not like the case of the week format
Oh,
anymore,
that's a really good
which
point.
some people actually hate it. Like the reviews, a lot of like normal fans that are used to this case of the week type thing absolutely hate organized crime. But I think it's probably my favorite. I think the theme song and the opening credits are like the sexiest thing Law and Order has done
Oh,
since
it is sexy.
1990.
Oh yeah. And it's one of the only ones that my wife has been watching. Like, it's real good. We watch it every Friday.
Yeah, and it's like they still have little bits of cases of the week each week. There's something they're doing, whether it's finding out where the stolen vaccines were, or finding these other little cases of the week. They're still planted in there. So people just, they need to get over it. That's
Yeah. Well, and I like that, like, they brought back from SVU Stabler's inability to communicate and his short temperance. Like, I don't know that he's we basically are picking up right where we left off with him. Do you think that's going to
his,
change at all?
he said he's changed in the promos. I haven't totally seen it yet.
No, not at all. He's already like, what the, like, I would not, if it were my squad room, I wouldn't let him interrogate anybody, because every time he's in there, he's done something like push a guy up against the wall. And like, in this day and age with police brutality, you're just like, Stabler, no. Stabler, we're not doing that anymore. We had training. And he's just like, won't happen again. And then it happens again. They're like, ah, oh, Stabler, come on.
That's why they need to give him t-shirts so he can't roll up the sleeve to get in that mode to get ready. That's always the, you know, Stathers get ready to do something when that sleeve comes up.
He's about to brutalize. He's about to use police brutality rolled up his sleeves. Who is your, like, if we're just going to go Law and Order crush, who's your Law and Order crush?
Oh, easily. What's your character's name? Why am I drawing a blank on her name? Alana de la Garza.
She is pretty. She's pretty.
Yeah, and now she's on FBI, another Dick Wolf show. So she's still in his world.
Of course, I love Olivia Benson more than anything in the whole wide world.
I'm surprised right away it's not Freema from Law and Order UK.
Oh my God, Freema. She's amazing. Alexandra Cabot. I loved Alexandra Cabot. She was on SVU. Oh. Yeah, she had some issues with the mob. Oh. And Elizabeth Donnelly. Oh, Judith Light. God, she was on it too. So many good ADAs.
Did you ever watch the spinoff they did with Cabot called Conviction that was on for a year?
No, she had her own show?
Yeah, you can get the DVD on Amazon for like $7.
Oh my God, how many DVDs do you have in your home?
A lot. Yeah, because I think I told you, if I could have been any profession, it would be a TV lawyer, not like a real lawyer, because it's boring. But like whether it's Alan Shore in Boston Legal or Jack McCoy, you know, slinging some of those great one-liners would have been.
I do love that TV lawyers, like you watch a real trial on television. It's like, oh, good, boring. But I mean, are there like tips and tricks that you would use from TV, like watching these TV lawyers that you would implement?
Oh, for sure. I mean, depends on what kind of, if I was in a Law and Order universe, I would just be yelling objection all the time or hearsay. That's slander. If it was a show like Boston Legal, you know, Alan Shore had a line that said, this isn't my lion face. This is my lion face. Like the show broke so many conventional TV tropes.
I love it. I would love to watch you be a lawyer. And just every time someone would start to say them, so is it true? Objection. I haven't even asked a question yet. Withdrawn. Like
I wrote a script when I was in Spokane about a prosecutor putting a clown up for murder trial. And the whole time the clown's just doing things like a clown would do, like making balloon animals and squirting people doing their interrogations with water, like water flower. And everybody loves it except the prosecutor. No courthouse in Spokane will let us film it.
Oh, Spokane, come on. You won't let a clown in a courthouse?
It was definitely taken from the pages of Law and Order. Like it was Dick Wolf, idol of mine. He actually wrote a book series too.
Oh my God. If you guys are listening and not watching, you have got to watch this episode because Jared has shown us many DVD boxes. The Dick Wolf book, which how many pages is that? That's unless it's very large print.
It's 339 pages. That's a doozy. Print.
So you are truly a Law and Order expert who's even read the book on Dick Wolf.
It's time for
5 quick questions.
Thank you for talking to me about your love of Law and Order. But since you're here, I'm going to have to ask you 5 quick questions to test your knowledge on this subject.
All right.
Okay. This one, you know, as always, it's difficult to find a good trivia question for someone's area of expertise that's not getting too technical because I'm not a, you know, what am I, a school marm? So I've got 5 names, and these are famous guest stars. And all you have to tell me, did these people guest star on Law & Order Original or on Law & Order Special Victims Unit? Right. And most of these are comedians. So I was trying to pick only comedians, but a couple other ones kind of made their way in because I love them so much. Okay, number one. Carol Burnett, Original Law & Order or SVU?
Oh, she was on SVU. I remember that.
It was one of my favorite episodes. She played a character named Birdie Soloway, a serial killer who married and murdered several men who she deemed unworthy to remain in this world. And she had a weird nephew and they were having some kind of, ooh. And her nephew was also like the guy from Scream. Anyway, if you haven't seen that episode, great episode. Okay. And correct. You're correct. Number 2, Chevy Chase.
He was on the original. It was season 17. This set right here. It was ripped from the headlines. Yeah, from the Mel Gibson situation. It was ripped from the headlines.
Yeah, I haven't seen this one. I read the description. Chevy Chase was a man arrested for drunk driving who spirals into an anti-Semitic rant reminiscent of Mel Gibson's unfortunate tirade. And now I want to go back and watch that episode to see Chevy Chase say all those terrible things.
Yeah, season 17. So if you're looking for it, I have it.
Wow, you got that one so right. I mean, yeah, I don't know if I don't give bonus points, but if I did, you'd get some. Number three, Kathy Griffin.
Oh, I'm going to say SVU.
That is correct. That is correct. What a response. Ew. I'm going to say SVU. It's true. And it's one of my least favorite episodes. Kathy Griffin is, she plays the leader of a lesbian rights group called Lesbi Strong. Her name is okay. Babs Duffy. Everything about this episode is
oh, Kathy Griffin. Oh, lesbian.
That's a really good Kathy Griffin.
Thanks.
Oh my God. And then at the end, she's outed. She's not even a real lesbian. She's a hetero. And the part that I hate about that episode is then all the lesbians turn on her like, you lied to us, you breeder, or whatever. It's like, and lesbians don't care. It's just like, oh, good for you. You got a man. Okay. Number one, two, three, number four. Allison Janney.
I'm going to say SVU. No.
No.
She was on the original. She was on the original, like, in the early 90s, before The West Wing.
That is correct. So I don't know if you got it right or not. I think you were still thinking it through.
I didn't say final answer. Is this how?
That's true. You didn't say final answer. She was on two episodes of. I'm going to say you are correct. You are correct. Allison Janney was on the original Law and Order for two episodes, in 1992 and 1994. She played a woman named Nora in 92 and Anne Madsen in 1994.
Oh, she was playing old lady names before she was old. Good for
her. I know. Oh, she looks younger every day. Number four, Brad Garrett.
That's for you.
That's right. That's right. I had to, because I haven't seen that episode yet, but Garrett turned on a cop role once more during season 17 of SVU. But it wasn't funny. For two episodes, he played Gary Munson. Oh, Gary Munson. Spelled
it's
the same.
It's based after me.
A crooked corrections officer who had been abusing females just like Jared.
He had Olivia at gunpoint in his house at one point.
Did he really?
Yeah.
I've got to watch this episode. This is incredible. Well, then you get all the points. Yeah, you get all the points. 5 points for Jared. You have destroyed my trivia. Well done. But I can't let you leave. This is my favorite part of every episode. I cannot let you leave unless you agree to play a Rad Lib with me.
Oh, of course. As long as it has dun-dun in there somewhere.
Dun-dun. Here's what happened. You've done a Mad Lib before, have you?
Yes.
Wonderful.
A couple
this is
times. Yes.
Just like a Mad Lib, but for copyright reasons, I had to rename them. I mean, not that anybody ever brought up a copyright issue, but just in case. I call
but
it a Rad Lib.
Now you can say, I need my attorney present.
That's right. If Mad Libs ever comes like, Kristen, have you been? I'd be like, I lawyer, object. I object.
I need Kathy Griffin by my side.
It's like you've got Kermit the Frog arms. Kathy Griffin.
It's
the Muppets. It's not Kathy Griffin.
It's my Kermit Ray Romano Kathy Griffin impression.
Well done. And now it's time for Rad Libs. All right, here's what happened. I've written a story and I've left out some parts of speech. If you give me those parts of speech together, we're going to make a hilarious story. Jared Munson, are you ready to play Rad Libs?
I am.
Wonderful. Okay. I need a weapon.
Mallet.
Yes. Ooh, it's a rough weapon. Plural noun.
Kittens.
We're off to a fantastic start. A U.S. city.
Baltimore.
An actor.
Tom Cruise.
Yes. You a Tom Cruise fan?
No, but my comedian friend always said it'd be funny if Tom Cruise was like the dead body at the beginning of an episode. You get Tom Cruise, he's just the dead guy.
Or the
jogger. Due to Central Park.
I just picture his chalk outline being so small. Like tiny Tom Cruise. Ooh, a TV show.
Boston Legal.
Plural noun.
Murderers.
Yes. Articles of clothing.
Flip-flops.
Excellent. A business.
Toys R Us.
Yes. A crime.
Assault with a deadly weapon.
Yes. Have you ever been arrested?
No. And I'm in Idaho, so fingers crossed.
I always feel like I shouldn't have asked that. That's a very personal question, I suppose. You ever been arrested? Yeah. Oh, okay. A verb ending in ing.
Sweating.
Yes. A mode of transportation.
Bus.
A body part.
Big toe.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Excellent. An increment of time.
13 minutes.
Perfect. A question. Any question.
How dare you? Is that a question? Does that count? Does that work? Yeah, I think that's a question.
Perfect.
Okay.
I always just picture an old lady saying that. How dare you? Or say it like Kathy Griffin.
How dare you? I watched Melissa V. Senior this morning. I really need to work on my impressions.
Oh my god, that one is in the bag. I love it. An animal.
A ferret.
Yes. An actress?
Kathy Griffin.
Excellent. An article of clothing?
Boxers.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, that changes that. Yeah. A liquid?
No. Rum.
Rum. Yep. A body part?
A clavicle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Very good, very good. An exclamation?
I object.
Perfect, perfect. And a verb.
Run.
Excellent. We have a story. We have a fantastic story written by Jared Munson. The story is just called Ripped from the Headlines. Ripped from the Headlines. Did you see the newest Law & Order episode? It's from the new series, Law & Order, Mallet and Kittens. This one is set in Baltimore, and it stars two reluctant police partners, Tom Cruise and that guy from Boston Legal. They investigate crimes involving murders and missing flip-flops. Last episode, they responded to a call at Toys R Us. There had been an assault with a deadly weapon. The criminal was seen sweating the scene in a used bus. After a long police chase, he was apprehended. They slapped the cuffs on his big toe and hauled him into interrogation. They interrogated him for 13 minutes. They asked him everything. Where were you? How did you know the deceased? How dare you? Finally, he cracked and sang like a ferret. At trial, the assistant district attorney, Kathy Griffin, laid out the evidence. A pair of bloody boxers, two bottles of rum, and a severed clavicle. It was an open and shut case. I don't want to spoil the episode, but the end left me saying, I object! It just goes to show that crime doesn't run. Well done, Mr. Munson. Well done.
These are their stories.
These are their stories. Dun, dun. Well, tell the viewers and listeners where they can find you and what you've got coming up.
My podcast is Hey, What's Up, the podcast. It's available anywhere podcasts are found. I believe your episode actually comes out next week. So I think we're timeless.
Woo-hoo! This is great.
So if you want more of this, check out next Wednesday. I'll be part of the Idaho Comedy Fest at the end of May, the 20th through the 22nd. It's at Jared Munson on Twitter and Instagram. Also on LimeWire and MySpace.
Ooh, MySpace. Excellent. I got to dust that. Whew, MySpace. Thank you so much, Jared. I can't wait to see you in person and say hey to you again. But thanks for coming on today.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Interview complete. I will not discuss Jared Munson any further without my lawyer present.
Okay, computer lady, lawyered up. Thank you so much, Jared Munson, for coming on the show. And thank you guys for listening or watching or however you're imbibing this podcast. Please take a second to like, subscribe, and follow the podcast. And please join my Patreon at Kristen Key Comedy. I just want to give a big shout out to the Keyholes. This is my top tier of my Patreon. Say hello to Brianna, Colleen, Hannah, John, Liz, Omar, Patrick, The Rational Basis, Tam, Tina, and Tracy. Thank you guys for being members of The Keyhole. Guys, you can find me on KristenKey.com. Each week, I'll be bringing you hilarious comedians that know a lot about something. We'll talk, we'll play five questions, do a rad lib, and we all go home better people. So until next time, bye.
Gonna talk to some people, gonna have a lot of fun. We're gonna talk to some people, gonna learn a lot of stuff. We're gonna talk to some people, gonna have a lot of fun. We're gonna talk to some people, gonna learn a lot of stuff. 'Cause Kristen.